ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
मैं हिंदी में क्लास करा।
आई विल कंडक्ट द क्लास इन हिंदी एंड यू विल गेट द ट्रांसलेशन। दिस इज अनलिमिटेड ज्ञान सरोवर। यू आर ऑल सिटेड हियर एंड आई वेलकम यू विथ द बिग हार्ट। आफ्टर ऑलमोस्ट 3 years After almost 3 years, you all double foreigners, brothers and sisters, have come to Baba's home. So we feel very happy to see you all, double foreigners. During the time of Corona, you all were safe. You were all safe with body as well as soul was healthy. So congratulations for that, for being healthy, having healthy body and healthy soul. So because you have that so much soul power in you, and you came to Baba's house. So wherever we live, Baba, we live with Baba. We live with Baba Srimad. How Baba said in today's Murli that this confluence age is kalp after kalp. It's not every yuge, it's every kalp. So one kalpa is finishing and the other kalpa is beginning. So this is the confluence age of two kalpa. And fathers, we have the role with the father. The whole cycle we have spent with bodily beings, with other souls. And we did give and take only with the other souls. But only this is the confluence age. It's special. In the confluence age, we play our part with the God, with Baba. We never thought about it, that we would play our part practically with the God. In the childhood, when I was studying in a primary school, we children used to ask one another, if the God asks you to eat this much chilies, then would you eat? Then I was answering that if the God asks me to eat that much chili, I will eat it. Then they asked again, would you be able to drink this much water? Would you drink it? So I used to answer, yes, I would. If God asks me to do it, I would do anything. At that time, there was no knowledge who the God is and what would He tell us. But today, it became the truth of my life, of our life, that our part is with God, practically and actually, whatever God says, He asked us to do, we are ready to do it, aren't we? because he is the highest on high. He is the beneficial father. He will tell us only those things that are beneficial to us. There is no need to have any kind of fear. God will only tell us those things that will be beneficial to us. That is why we are all ready. We will do whatever God wants from us, and we are actually doing it. So there was a poem in the school. That God's, the path of God is for the Mahaveers. The path of God is for Mahaveers because first you put your head, you surrender your head, meaning the intellect, and then you go ahead. So we were understanding that we had to put our head, meaning we had to cut our head and put it in front of God. But now we understand that if you want to walk on God's path, you have to first surrender your head, meaning your intellect, and that then you move ahead. We don't have any of our own desires. We don't have any of our own thoughts to have something. Because the highest authority, who is the truth, he is only showing us the true path. So we don't have to think about anything. And practically, in all the Murlis, we see that Shiv Baba entered in the body of Brahma Baba. He delivered the whole knowledge through the mouth of Brahma. Now we don't have to find anything else. We don't have to look for anything in the world because we know the whole truth. We know the eternal truth. Baba has made everything so clear. What is the eternal truth? And in such a simplified language, no complications. Baba hasn't used any complicated language. There is no high level language, very simplified language. And the original eternal truth is what Baba has told us. So everything, all the knowledge is clear in our intellects now. Today also Baba said, you are the most luckiest children. Why? Because God Himself is teaching us. God Himself is sitting in front of you and you are listening to Him. If you have that much faith, then it's matter of such a happiness and zeal and enthusiasm and intoxication. You see, in the path of devotion, how many scriptures and books have been written? How many writers and scientists have written the books? All the religious leaders, the great souls, give their own opinions. But in the path of devotion, they say God is light. You take us to light from the darkness. So in the path of devotion, they ask there that you take us to the light from the darkness. You take us to the truth from the false. And we ask that to God in the path of devotion. So it is obvious that no one else can tell the truth. Only Baba comes and gives us the truth. This is such a big fortune, an attainment. Today, what Baba said, he was talking about tree, that the seed is above the tree. In Kalpa tree is above the tree, meaning the whole knowledge is above there. The nature is the truth. We are the eternal living being souls. The nature is truth. It is imperishable. While we souls are truth and we are living being, while Shiv Baba is the truth, blissful and living being. So we have found such a father. So no human being is giving us the knowledge. Not any Brahma Kumars or Brahma Kumaris or any Brahma is giving us the knowledge, but the living being, the seed who is ocean of knowledge, is giving us the knowledge. And it is our big fortune that the first father Brahma, that father Brahma did the churning of Shiv Baba's knowledge, and he gave us the whole truth as well. Even though we were not at the time of Brahma Baba, but whatever Brahma Baba thought, whatever he did, he performed action, the same knowledge we are receiving through the Murlis, because he lived the Murli in his practical life. That's what Didi is saying. So we are the children of the first man, the first father. And we are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. See, 1930. So from 1936 to 1969, for 33 years, Shiv Baba himself entered Brahma Baba's body and gave us the eternal, imperishable knowledge, the true knowledge through Brahma Baba's mouth. And how to live that knowledge in a practical life, how to lead our life with those deity virtues and manners Baba taught us through Murlis. So Baba taught us about the expansion of knowledge and how to have manners through our practical life. That also he taught us. He made us the true human, the Brahmin. And from 1969 onwards until 2017, almost for 50 years, Brahma Baba, with his complete avyakta stage, he gave us knowledge. He and Shri Baba both gave us knowledge on how to become complete and avyakta. So from a human being, if we have to become a complete deity, so how to become complete is given in avyakta murlis. And all those treasures of avyakta murlis is available to us. Even no matter when we came in knowledge, we are 10 years old, 30 years, 40 years old, we have all the treasures of murlis available with us in terms of books and also online. Otherwise, for the whole kalp, there is no true knowledge. See the whole drama. There is no true knowledge about the life. Baba has given the true knowledge in the confluence age. Therefore, God's biggest mercy on us children is that he descends on the earth on an accurate time and he gives us the complete knowledge. So he dispels the darkness in our mind. So how much knowledgeful we become, we experience that there is nothing that we don't know. We cannot say that I don't know something, because Baba has given the knowledge of the beginning, the middle and the end of this land and the land beyond. Everything has been clear in front of us now. This is the biggest mercy of the Father in confluence age. Now we don't have any question. There is no confusion in our mind. What is everyone's experience? Didi is asking, is it such an experience to all? Are you experiencing that? So Baba has explained us everything. Do you believe that? If some situation comes to us, then our intellect will immediately give the answer. Today in the Murli Baba said, you are the Brahmin souls. You are special Brahmin souls. Baba is giving the knowledge to special Brahmin souls in particular, but in general to the whole world. So in the path of devotion, how much ever devotion you have done, whatever donation you have done, whatever devotion you have done, but the important point is God has actually come now. And what are we doing when God is here in practical form? If you say, Baba, if you say, come here, come to my home, and when I actually come, you don't give time, you don't talk to me, what would I feel? That this person invite us so much, but when we actually go, they don't give us time. So Didi is giving an example like this. The same way, in the path of devotion, we have invited Father so much. We were invoking God so much. Now Father has practically come, and what are we doing? Are we giving enough time to Baba? Do we talk to Baba in a loving conversation? Are we helpers of the Father? Because this is the only confluence age in the whole Kalpa that the God descends just once for a short time. So our full focus should be just on Baba. Right now, our mind, body, wealth, our time, breath, everything should be for Baba. There shouldn't be any. So with other souls, you have to perform actions with other souls. But if there are any accounts left, you will be able to have those actions with other souls in different births. But this is the only birth where you have part with the Father. So whatever we have sung in the path of devotion, that Baba, when you come, we will surrender to you. Now that time has come and we have to practically renounce ourselves to Baba. So confluence age is to do it practically. It's not only about talking. It's not only about thinking. So we have to act in a practical way in confluence age. So it's not that who will think will get, but what is the law? The one who performs action will be benefited. That is why practically in the confluence age, whatever elevated actions, whatever true actions, beneficial, whatever you want to do, just do it now. Because if not now, then never. Really. So there is a blessing to the confluence age that you get multi-million fold out of one. So there is no such attainment in any other age, any other time. So this is the blessing from God to the confluence age, that, and this is a special offer from God, that you receive multi-million out of, if you just do one, you receive multi-million fold of that action. See, in the world, so in the world, if there is a small offer, let's say there is a sale going on, there you buy one, get one free or something like that. You buy one, get two free. Then there is so much rush in the sale, and we go to those stores, isn't it? That we are going to get buy one, get one free. So let's go. But what is the offer in confluence age by God? That we get multi-million fold out of one. That we get multi-million. That is why the Father is saying, in the confluence age, as soon as the Father is descending, we have the chance to accumulate multi-million fold. This is the chance to earn multi-million times. This is the chance to earn imperishable earnings. And if we are not careful, if we don't pay attention in our earnings, and if we keep on making mistakes, and if we bow the seed in an ordinary way, then what will be the result? What will be the result? She's asking. So there will be multiple fruits, but those fruits will be of ordinary quality. So this is a special season of confluence age. Now that season is of nature, that we bow one seed of fruit and we get multiple fruits. But this is the unlimited time. This is the time of God. And Baba, if we bow a strong seed, we get multi-million times fruit. And if we perform ordinary action, we will have ordinary fruits. That is why this time has a blessing. God himself has come and giving us imperishable fruits. But if we perform ordinary action, if we don't have elevated thoughts, words and action, then we will have ordinary fruits of those actions. When there is a season to earn, what do people do? They work so hard. They earn because, and they work so hard and earn as much as possible. But if they sleep, if they just make fun during the time of earning, what would happen? Then what would happen? So it is said that in season you just work hard, and for the rest of the season you eat the fruit of it. So what is our season? Our season is confluence age. So you earn during the confluence age, and for the rest of the cycle you eat the elevated fruit of it. But if you are lazy, if you keep on making mistakes in confluence age, then for the whole cycle, what would happen? Imagine. That is why this time, so this time is for us to stay awake. So this is the time to stay awake for us Brahmin souls. So we are receiving so much sustenance from Bap Dada. So we all have experienced. Every year Baba used to come so many times, and Baba used to have 10 to 15 murlis during the season, and it was our homework for the whole year, that where are we stuck, how do we proceed. Baba used to tell us everything, so we all had lot of faith that whatever Baba was giving us murli, those 10-15 murlis, we were doing homework on that murlis only. But now Baba's part is finished. Now we have to churn on our own. We have to be awake for ourselves, by ourselves. We have to pay attention to on ourselves, by ourselves. So it was in today's blessing as well, that have attention and check yourself. And that's the method to claim number one. Almost for 50 years, dadis have become instruments, and they ran the whole yagya and gave us sustenance. It's such a huge, unlimited yagya. Thousands used to come. They stay here. They take shower here. They eat here. It's not an ordinary thing, isn't it? In practically, dadis took care of the whole yagya, and they made us sisters to do the clerical work. How much sustenance we have received, how much love we have received. We have studied so much. Dadis became practical examples and showed us, and they also took responsibility of service and took care of the whole yagya. We have seen that until the last moment dadis had responsibility of the yagya, and we could feel that until their last breath. Now you all think, Our beloved Bap Dada and Daddy's sustenance. We have received so much sustenance. But where are we? Where have we reached in our stage? So we have come to Madhuban, isn't it? So we are free from our worldly business. So sit in silence and look at yourself. Now this is the time you have to awaken yourself. You have to be determined on your effort, and then only you can move forward. This time is to stay awake. Awake meaning having attention. Because Brahmin children are not sleeping, but they are still in a drowsy mode. They are not completely sleeping, they are not completely awake. That is called a drowsy stage. Meaning it's, so we have to have that determined thought, determined aim that I want to be complete. And then only we can become complete. This is why this is the most important time. Every soul, every child has a direct connection with Baba. Earlier we used to meet Baba with a medium, but now it's a direct hotline. Even now we get all the help from Bab Dada, whatever we need. If we still awaken ourselves, if we still make a determined thought, if we still have zeal and enthusiasm, and if we have faith, and if we work really hard, if we do intense effort, then we still can become complete. There has to be an aim. And with the aim there has to be sincerity. So we have to study very sincerely and follow and imbibe the study. Because this opportunity is not going to come again. It is everyone's aim, isn't it, that we want to attain everything from Baba. It's not that we want to be happy just attaining a little bit. Baba comes every day, be completely pure, and he says be complete Sato Pradhan and be pure. You claim the full inheritance. Baba gives us so much zeal and enthusiasm that we children claim our full inheritance. So we have to have complete attainments. Baba has come to make us like the Father. So we don't have to become half father, but we have to become completely like the Father. So we have to finish the confluence age with completeness, not half half full, we have to be complete. So that should be our practical aim. Until we have our own personal aim, the small, small, subtle weaknesses will not really go away. See, our foundation is very strong. What the world cannot really imbibe, those virtues we have imbibed practically, for example, celibacy. So our celibacy is lifelong. All our inculcation of dharana is for the lifetime. We eat, we follow our dietary code of conduct. We have renounced the tamo pradhan food. We only eat vegetarian and sattvic food. We wake up every day for Amrit Vela. Because we know that when can we meet Baba practically? We can meet Baba practically in Amrit Vela. So between 2 to 5, we have to stay awake for at least 1 hour and meet the Father. So tell all your things which is in your heart, in your feelings, to Baba. And we have to receive knowledge. We have to receive knowledge. We have to receive love, powers from Baba at the time of Amrit Vela. We do Murli class every day in the morning. These are our basic code of conducts of Brahmin life. So our foundation is strong, isn't it? But if we just make foundation and if we sit, is it okay? Our foundation is so strong, and why we have made the foundation? To make the whole building. That is why don't just be happy by becoming Brahmin. We have to become like the Father Brahma. We have to be complete like Father Brahma. You also know that that 86 years of yajna have been finished. If we count 100 years of confluence age, now it's only 14 years left. And in 14 years, we don't know how much are we going to live. Who knows how much are we here going to be? We can leave body at any time, and it's time of suddenly anyways. Once upon a time, Baba has said to the new Brahmin souls, if you want to go last so fast, then don't waste your time and thoughts. If you don't waste your time and thoughts, just spend them in making your own effort and in service, then even those who have come last can go first. So this is the time for giving personal attention to ourselves. Look at yourself. We have become the children of God. God Himself is teaching us. Baba is giving us powers and blessings by becoming Satguru. Only we have to have attention. It's not that you give lot of time to do intense effort. Our time is only for Baba. Yes, we do our Laukik business to live our livelihood. Any other time is only for Baba. We don't waste any other time. It's really not about time. It's about intellect yoga. It's about how we love Baba. It's how we become lovely. It's our own aim that I want to pass with honor. The world doesn't know. The world doesn't know that the God has come. The worldly people don't know about the confluence age. We know about confluence age, don't we? That is why we don't have to become weak. So day by day, our effort, our determination should be intense. Our effort should be intense. If we just see others, we won't be able to be complete. We don't have to see others. We just have to have our own aim and determination. I have recognized Father with my own wisdom. I have chosen this path of knowledge with my own wisdom. So I don't have to look at others. I only have to look at the Father. So whatever is our main stream, we only have to see Bab Dada and the Dadis. Why does Baba talk about us becoming complete? Because until we become complete, we won't be able to be content and that continuous happiness. See, in a physical way, look at yourself in your household. Whatever is needed, whatever is needed, it should be there in our household. We all feel that, right? Whatever is necessary should be there in our household. We all want that, don't we? that we should have AC in the house, refrigerator in the house, washing machine in the house, TV, that we should have everything, but and there shouldn't be anything missing. If there is anything missing, we would just talk about that, that we have everything, but we just don't have a car. So we will not have complete contentment if there is anything lacking. So why Baba is talking about us being complete, that we shouldn't have even a small virtue or small power missing in us, but whatever is missing in us, whatever weakness we have, we will be seen ordinary in that virtue. Now we have performed such a great dharana of celibacy, of food, Amrit Vela, Murli class. Those are very, very elevated dharana. But if there is any weakness of any virtue or power, then we will be looked ordinary. If we do yours and mine, we will be looked ordinary. Our big renunciation will be kind of wasted. And now see, we have started this Brahmin. When we started this Brahmin life, whatever weaknesses we had, it is still there right now. Because we haven't paid attention that these are the weaknesses I really have to get rid of. Let's say today it's been 10 years, 20 years, 30 years of being in knowledge, but whatever weaknesses we had in the beginning, we still have them now. Why? Because we are not paying attention to our weaknesses. And that is why Baba has been saying, become complete. Why does Baba talk about being complete? Why do we need to be perfect? So everything is placed very neatly here. But let's see if there is one thing not properly placed, where would everyone's attention go? It would go on a thing which is not placed correctly.
विकराल विनाश खड़ा आगे
So you all have come to Madhuban. So have the aim in yourself to become complete. Everyone, please stand up. Please stand up, everyone. And you will do 5 thoughts. Keep your headphones on. We will make sure 5 thoughts. We will make 5 determined thoughts. And every day at the end of Amrit Vela, we will revise those 5 thoughts. We will make ourselves realize every day at the time of Amrit Vela. So create those 5 thoughts. So she's asking, can I have your 5 more minutes? So yes, of course. First thought. I, the soul, I am a pure being, complete and eternal being. I, the soul, am a true, pure soul. My original, eternal form, in my original, eternal form, there were no vices. So please turn on your right. Second thought. My present life is a pure Brahmin life. So Shiv Baba has given me the alaukik birth through the mouth of Father Brahma. My this life and birth is full of power of knowledge, power of yoga and power of purity, and I have to sustain with that power. Now turn on your left. No, please face to Baba. Third thought. In this last birth, whatever part I have received in laukik or alaukik, I will walk through Baba's Srimad with lot of truth and honesty and being an instrument of Baba. I have a firm faith that Baba is the world almighty and I am his instrument. Now please turn on your left. Fourth thought. In the confluence age, it's the end of confluence age. I want to become a great tapasvi and very elevated yogi. I want to renounce my body consciousness with all bodily physical senses. Within all physical senses, I want to remain soul conscious and ignite the light of being soul conscious. Now please turn towards the Baba. The fifth thought. I want to become like the Father Brahma, complete. I want to become like Father Brahma. I want to become complete like him. I have to reveal the Father with my behavior and with my face and behavior. I have to make yajna obstacle free. I have to glorify Father's name. Om Shanti.